I'm reading verse 9. Now, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. It might be well for us to pull up the last commandments and look at them today. The first three commandments have to do with a man's relationship with God. Then there is a bridge, and that's the man's relationship to his parents. There is a period in his life, that little fella in the home looks up to mama and papa, and they're God to him. And that's the way God intended it to be. And that's the reason they're to obey their parents when they're growing up, because then later on, they'll be able to obey the Lord Jesus. Now, will you notice? But when you come to the last commandments, the last five, will you listen to this? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's your neighbor's, not his Cadillac, or the lovely home that he lives in. You're not to covet these things at all. So, let's put these commandments right down here upon us. And will you notice? Thus speaketh the Lord, execute true judgment. Don't bear false witness. And show mercy and compassion. You see, you're not to steal, not to lie, not to covet. You are what? You are to show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow. Oh, boy, this is getting right down to it now. Nor the fatherless, the sojourner, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil in his heart against his brother. Don't imagine evil. Now, the Lord Jesus brought, I think, all the commandments up. He only took two. But he said, if you're angry with your brother, you're guilty of murder. And what he's saying here is, in Israel, they went through the rituals. But, oh boy, you ought to have met them on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But Friday night, oh, they started through the rituals again. They would weep and mourn and fast and bring sacrifices. And when we get to Malachi, God says that you said those sacrifices made you sick. God says you ought to have been in my position. They nauseated me. Now, will you notice what he's saying here? Verse 11, but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder, stopped their ears that they should not hear. They didn't want to hear what God wanted to hear. And there are people right now, if they haven't already turned me off, they want to turn me off. Why? Because they don't want to hear this sort of thing today. They pull away the shoulder. Oh, how vivid that is. When I was a little fella in southern Oklahoma in school, I think I was in fifth grade, and the little country school put on a program, and my class sitting down front, and I was causing a disturbance. I don't know why I was such a good boy, but I was causing some kind of a disturbance. My father, who's sitting in the back, he walked down. He touched me on the shoulder, and I turned around. When he touched me on the shoulder, I pulled that shoulder away. You know, oh, what a brat that is that'll do a thing like that. My dad took me by the hand. He led me out the side door, and he says, son, I'm going to give you a whipping. That wasn't new, but I knew that was coming anyway. He didn't give me any news, but he said, I'm not going to give it to you because you were making a disturbance. I'm going to give it to you because when I put my hand on your shoulder, you pulled away from me. You're disobedient. That's the reason. And then he impressed upon me for the next few minutes that you don't do that sort of thing. That was Israel. They pulled away the shoulder. God touched them on the shoulder. And how many people today, even in our churches, God's touching them on the shoulder and said, wait a minute, don't do that. Don't live that kind of a life. And they pull the shoulder away and they stop the ears and they don't want to hear what God has to say. My little grandson, I was babysitting out in the yard. And he did something he shouldn't have done. He got over my flower bed and he was ruining one of my camellias. I made him get out. He got out all right, but he looked at me and says, I am not going to get out. And he takes after his grandmother quite a bit, as you can see. And so I said to him, listen, you get out. And he started back, and I put my hand on his shoulder to stop him. That same little thing, he pulled away, and he reminded me of a boy about 60 years ago. And I knew what my dad did, and since I'm his grandfather, I brought him over and sat down, turned him across my knee. And I want to tell you that I gave him quite a little lesson there. And my daughter applauded me for it. She says, I thought you had him so spoiled that you'd never correct him. I said, I remember what I got as a boy. Pulled away the shoulder, stopped the ears that they should not hear. Yet they are refusing to listen to these commands of God. Now, friends, God spells out this word sin today. God says you're a sinner, and he'll spell it out for you. What is it that's in your life that's displeasing to God? God says, I'll deal with you relative to that.